Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends. Today I have two questions for you. The first question is, do you believe that God would allow His children, His faithful servants, to be persecuted even to the point of death? My second question, do you believe that we as true Christians should fear death? Well, some people erroneously believe because they have been taught and they have swallowed this false gospel of health and wealth, of name it and claim it. They believe that God has made this covenant, that we will be blessed with all blessings, that we'll be rich, that we'll be prosperous, and that we'll have good health, that no diseases will fall upon us. And definitely, we're not going to be persecuted to death. That's for other people, not for God's true, faithful Christians. Well, that is a damnable lie. That is a false gospel. And second of all, knowing now that we can be persecuted even to death, should we fear death? Well, some people say, yeah, of course I fear death. Well, that's not what God says. God says in Matthew chapter 10, verse 28, this is Matthew chapter 10 and verse 28, do not fear those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. So he's telling his disciples, do not fear those who kill the body. Human beings can kill us, but they can only bring upon us a death that is temporary. That's called the first death. But they're not able to kill the soul. God says we should fear him who can destroy both body and soul in hell. That is God. God is the one who has power over our eternal death, the second death. And so we should not fear those who can cause us to experience the first death. We should only fear the one who can cause us to experience the second death, which is eternal death, because we can be resurrected from the first death. And indeed, all true Christians who die in faith will be resurrected. That is a promise. Now let's turn over to Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to read verses 10 through 11. This is Revelation chapter 2 and verses 10 through 11, because here Jesus is talking to the brethren in the church at Smyrna. This is the resurrected Christ who wrote a letter, and in this letter he says, do not at all fear what you are about to suffer. So again, we see the same thing. Don't fear what you are about to suffer. And what is it that they were about to suffer? He says, behold, the devil will cast some of you into prison so that you might be tried, and you will have tribulation for 10 days. And I covered this in the last program where we talked about what the 10 days amounted to, and that amounts to 10 years of persecution. But that's not all. Not only will the devil cast some of you into prison, not only will you have tribulation 10 days, but notice this next part. God says, be faithful to death. See, that's the important thing. He doesn't say, be faithful so that you can escape death. That's not a promise from God that all of us will escape the death that comes from persecution. God says, be faithful to death. I may allow you to go through the pain of suffering that ends in death as a result of persecution. But the key is I want you to be faithful in the midst of that. Because if you are faithful in the midst of that, Jesus says, I will give you the crown of life. And again, this crown of life is given to all of the resurrected saints. Now in verse 11 it says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. So in other words, he's saying, pay attention. I'm about to tell you something that's very, very important. And this is what he says that's so important. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. So again, this is the important thing. He says, be faithful to death. That's obviously the first death, where our body can be killed. But he says, if you are an overcomer, When I give you the crown of life, that crown of life can never be taken away. You will never be hurt by the second death, which is eternal death. And that death only God can bring upon somebody. And obviously God's not going to bring the second death, eternal death, upon his children. He will allow some of his children to die the first death as a result of persecution. So now let's drop down to Matthew chapter 24. We'll read in Matthew chapter 24 and verses 3 through 9, because this is a prophecy of Jesus talking about what would happen to true Christians at the end of the age. And it includes suffering and death for true Christians. And I'm saying this not to scare you, not because I want this to be a morbid message. I want you to understand this so that when the suffering comes, you don't think it's some strange thing, that you don't condemn these people who have died as a result of persecution, saying, oh, well, they must have been sinners. They must not have been true Christians, because I believe in the health and wealth. I believe that God's going to make my ship come on in now. I'm going to get my blessing now. I have everything. God's not going to let anything come upon me. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm not going to die. All of that kind of nonsense. Now, yes, true, God does make certain promises, but he does not promise that every one of us will escape from suffering and persecution that results even in death. That is not something you will find in the scriptures. That's a perversion of the scriptures. It's not the truth of the scriptures. So I'm simply trying to warn you so that you are prepared for it, and so that you don't think, well, I'm going through this suffering, so I must not be a Christian. God must not love me. God must hate me. What am I doing wrong? No, even God's faithful Christian children can be persecuted to death. And this is what he says. While Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately and said, tell us, when will these things take place, and what shall be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age? And Jesus answered them by saying, see to it that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name and say, I am the Christ, and they will deceive many. You're going to hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. These things must take place, but the end hasn't come yet. For then nation will rise up in arms against nation, and kingdom will rise up against kingdom, and there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. But all of these things, they're only the beginning of sorrows. They're only the beginning of birth pains. After all of that happens, then they will hand you over to suffering and will kill you, and you will be hated by all nations because of my name. So this is Jesus giving a prophecy of what's going to happen in the end time right before his second coming. And he says that his faithful children, true Christians, will be handed over to suffering, and that suffering for some will result in death. But again, that's only the first death that we should not fear, because there is a resurrection from that death. And so we don't need to fear it. Death is just like going to sleep for a few minutes. The next second when you awaken, you will be in your resurrected, glorified, eternal, spirit-composed body, and you will be ruling and reigning with Jesus the Christ. That's the promise we have, and we can see that in Revelation chapter 20 and in verse 6. In Revelation chapter 20, verse 6, it says this, how blessed and holy are those who participate in the first resurrection. And this first resurrection occurs when Jesus Christ gets up off of his throne, which he's seated at the right hand of the Father, when he gets up and the Father says, now is the time for you to return to this earth. This is the time of your second coming. As he is descending from the heavens, the church, all of those who are alive at the time, will be changed in the twinkling of an eye and will rise to meet Christ in the air. And all of those who have died in Christ will be resurrected and will rise to meet Christ in the air. There will be a marriage ceremony, and then the church, along with Jesus Christ, will come back to this earth. God, through Jesus Christ, will establish his kingdom on the face of this earth. And that's what it says here. It says, for those people who are resurrected in the first resurrection, the second death has no power over them. We don't have to worry about ever dying again. They will be priests of God and Christ and will rule with him for 1,000 years. That's the prophesied millennium, when Christ will return to this earth at his second coming with the resurrected saints to establish the kingdom of God here on earth, and we will rule with Christ for 1,000 years to bring peace, to bring prosperity to the earth at that time. That's when we can preach the health and wealth gospel, because it is only through Christ and his kingdom that all peoples of the world are promised health and wealth. Now let's turn over to Revelation chapter 20 and verses 11 through 15. This is Revelation chapter 20 and verses 11 through 15. We're going to see another description of exactly what the second death is. God says, then I saw a large white throne and the one who was sitting on it, and that one is obviously the Father. The earth and the heavens fled from his presence, and no place was found for them. I saw the dead, both the poor and the rich, standing in front of the throne, and books were opened. And these books were the books of the Bible. And then another book was opened, which was the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works, as recorded in the books, just like it talks about in Hebrews 11, all of the great works of faith that the people of faith did. And so we have to have works that prove our faith. You have to read the book of James, where it says that faith without works is dead. You show me your faith, I'll show you my works, and I will show you that my works make my faith perfect. Because you can't just say that you believe in God and not have works to prove it. If you believe in God, then walk the walk. And those who walk the walk, their good deeds, their works of faith are recorded in the books of the Bible. And if God says, you have been faithful, then he says, our names will be written in the book of life. And now in verse 13 it says, on the other hand, the sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades, which is the grave, gave up the dead that were in them, and all were judged according to their works. And then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. So some people will be judged out of the books, and they will be judged as unfaithful people who are unfit for the kingdom of God. And so their lot is to be thrown into the lake of fire. And as God says, this lake of fire is the second death, because this lake of fire is the fire that destroys both the body and soul. And that's what hell is. Hell, people don't live forever in hell. People are dead. And that's it. They are burned up. They are dead forever. That's the lake of fire. That's the second death, from which there is no resurrection. So I hope you will not fear death, even though you know that it is possible for true Christians to suffer persecution that even results in death. You do not need to fear that, because God says that if we remain faithful, then he will give us a crown of life. And our crown of life is the opportunity to rule with Christ in the kingdom of God as eternal, spirit-composed children of God.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org, or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.